Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, you are now tuned in to the Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, Prince Dykes, the Prince of Investing, coming to you guys and girls all the way live from a beautiful city and state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And most importantly, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So for all the people that's catching this playback on YouTube, I'm doing this live right now on Facebook. Follow my Facebook pages, The Investor Show, Prince Dykes MBA, Royal Financial Investment Group, and I also go live on the Global Children Financial Literacy Foundation. So we shoot it live here, and it's played back on YouTube channel, The Investor Show, and it's also played back over the airways, over our podcast. That's pretty much anywhere you can get a podcast, iHeart, Apple, Pandora, Spotify, all that good stuff. So you catch the playback that way as well. Or if you want to catch it live, follow me on Facebook. But anyway, enough of that. We're going to talk about the topic you tuned in for today. For the people that are catching this live in the playback, two ways to profit in this wild but sideways market. Wild but sideways market. So if you're catching this live, feel free to come in and tell me where you're at. That's my guy, Max B. What's going on, Max B? You over here on Facebook. They ain't going to stop the show on YouTube, right? So what we're going to do today, we're going to talk about the two ways. You know, the market has been all over the place. It's up one day. It's up 200 points. It's down one day. Yesterday, we had a large jump in the market. So we don't know what's going on. So the first thing, we're going to get into the current market news. Current market news, what's going on? Sometimes we're in stimulus packages. We got stimulus plans going on. We got the stimulus going on. We're in the middle of the pandemic. Is the country going to open? Is the country not going to open? Corporate earnings are sucking. Unemployment is up. So right now you have a lot of uncertainty of the future. People don't know when we will open up. How will we open up? How does this affect profits? All of the good stuff. And you're seeing that being reflected in the market, where you're seeing the market have these knee-jerk reactions. It's going up, down, but it's moving sideways. And so as an investor, you're sitting back there with your cash and your capital, wondering what you're going to do. How you doing, Miss Wanda Fields? All right. So you're sitting back there wondering what you're going to do. You're sitting on cash saying, man, you know, what am I going to do? The market's going all over the place. Do I wait? Do I buy? Do I hold? Do I sell? Do I do what Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett is doing? Or do I jump in now? What are you going to do? What can I do, Prince? What can I do? And the reason why I know this, because I'm doing the exact same thing. I sit back and I say, man, you know, okay, one day we're up 200 points, and the next day we're down 300 points. Then we shoot up one day, then we just hold on one day, and you're kind of wondering, what is next? What am I going to do? So I say, well, what are some ways to mitigate my risk and to be smart about this? So I went into my thinking cap, tried a couple things, and I'm going to give you guys in this episode exactly what I did today, the risk that I took, the upsides, the downsides, the calculated risk, right? So let's get into it. The first option you can do, this is what is very important, cash. You gotta have cash. Right now, if you're looking to invest, you don't know what to invest in, invest into cash. Save up your money, have your a brokerage account, or whatnot the case may be, put your money in cash because you need cash in order to buy. So first, have your cash. Got to have some cash, right? Cash is also a hedge against the downturn in market. Say if the market fell off 20% yesterday and they had to hit the circuit breakers tomorrow. Market goes down 20%. The market goes down 20%. Guess what's going to happen? You have the cash to be able to buy. Someone who's already heavily invested, they don't have cash, they can't take advantage. I always use this example. Imagine if somebody called you right now and said, hey, man, everything at Walmart is 95% off, or whatever your favorite store is, Amazon, whatever the case may be, it's 95% off. If you don't have the money, you can't take advantage. So you need cash. Save up your cash. Have some cash for the side. Now, the next one. Dividends. Finding dividend-paying stocks. Stocks that pay dividends. The reason why stocks that pay dividends are good, because guess what? I own Uber, but I also own Bank of America, right? Difference between Uber and Bank of America pays a dividend. Uber doesn't pay a dividend. I only make money one way off of Uber, but I can make money two ways off of Bank of America. I brought Bank of America for $24. It's right around $21, $22, but it hasn't been too bad because every day, not every day, but every quarter, at least I get a quarterly dividend, right? So versus the Uber, I don't get any dividends. I just got to wait and hope it goes up and hope it does well, goes off into the future, right? So having a dividend based portfolio or asset kind of puts you in a position to where as the market's moving sideways, at least you're earning money through dividends. So dividends are cool, but don't get dividend crazy. I'm gonna get into that next. Don't be so loyal to dividends that you watch a stock go down. Ford. Ford had an awesome dividend. I own Ford, right? Then Ford, some people became so loyal to the dividend, even when I got out of Ford, some people were so loyal to the dividend that they just rolled the stock all the way down to the struggle bus phase until now it's just, you know, like JCPenney. JCPenney at one time paid a dividend, but some people were so caught up on the dividend, they forgot to look at the stocks, right? So don't be so loyal to that. Brandon Wilson says, I'm thinking about KO and just collecting dividends. KO is Coca-Cola. That's a smart way, and we're going to get into that. So one option is dividends. First, you got to have cash. Then you can look at dividend-paying stocks. And then I'm going to get into what I did today and tell you why. Well, it's two more after this, really. Option number one, covered calls. Sell covered calls. When you look at the options world is like insurance. In the insurance business, who wins in the insurance business? The buyer or the seller? Right? It's probably the seller. Y'all give me one second. You know, y'all give me one second. I'm actually looking at a house right now, and my wife is trying to grab a house, so she's probably trying to call me and whatnot. But we'll do this. We'll get that out, get that done after the show. So cover calls. The cover calls, you sell a cover call. So for prime example, you're going to buy a stock. Now, you got to have money. You got to be able to buy 100 shares. Don't go out here and buy 100 shares of a penny stock. Get a good quality stock. I'm going to tell you the qualities that I look for in a stock. Here it is. First of all, you got to have how much money. How much money do you have? So if you only have $10,000, then that means you got to be able to buy 100 shares of the company, right? So if you only have $3,000, if you only have $3,000, you got to look at a company that costs about $20 and less, right? Because if you wanted to buy a contract or be able to sell a contract on Bank of America, 100 shares are going to cost you $2,400, right? So that's the first thing. How much money do you have? Second thing, do you mind holding this stock for a long time? Do you mind owning this stock? Looking at this stock, Coca-Cola. Right now, Coca-Cola is about 40, 50 bucks, I think. So you're going to need about $4,000 to $5,000 to even execute this. So if you have $4,000 to $5,000, you buy 100 shares of Coca-Cola. And you're like, you know what? I feel comfortable with Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is a consumer staple. I know it's going to make money. I know it's going to pay a dividend. I like it. The second thing, does the stock own a dividend? If the stock owns a dividend, why is a dividend important, Prince? Because it's better than the stock without a dividend. So if I own Coca-Cola and another person owned Uber and we're going to sell call options, let's say we held it for 6 months. At least with the company, at least with Coca-Cola, I'm collecting a dividend as well. That's why dividends, I like to say, hey, it's not a make or breaker, but I like one that has a dividend. The next thing, because this is going to go against the disadvantage of doing this whole thing. If this company turns into Ford or JCPenney, this is going to ruin everything. That's a disadvantage that this company turns into Ford or JCPenney. How can you avoid that? Well, you're going to look at, first of all, when I look at a company, I'm only going to use a company that's the top one or two in the industry. For prime example, if we're looking, if I want to get in the fast food business, I'm only going to look at McDonald's, Burger King. If I want to get in Coca-Cola, but if I want to get in the soft drink world, I'm only going to look at Coca-Cola, Pepsi. If I'm going to look at the technology world, I'm only going to look at Apple, Microsoft. Why is that? Because the likelihood of Apple falling off versus some other company is very, very slim, right? So by getting the biggest company in the industry or the sector, it lessens my risk. Second of all, a company that has a lot of assets and a lot of revenue, they're probably going to make it through a downturn. So companies that have a high cash pile and little to no debt will stream straight through a downturn in the economy. So number one, I want you to be cash heavy with low debt. Does the company have a lot of cash and a little to no debt, very manageable debt? Because debt is what gets people in trouble in a hard time. The reason why I care about this, I mean, I think you can make it through a hard time. Are you number one and number two in your industry? If not, I want to go to number one or number two in your industry. Number three or four, whatever it is, does this company beat the S&P 500? Because if you're not beating the S&P 500, I might as well get the 500, S&P 500. So if I have to hold this stock for a long time, does it have a history in the last 5 years when the economy was booming? Did this company outperform the S&P 500? That's the question I have. A company that made all my wickets was a company called Intel, I-N-T-L. Y'all saw me do an Intel versus Sky, what it was called, Skyworks, I think it was called. But Intel met all of my wickets. It checked off all the wickets that I was looking for. So I said, okay, boom, now I have my company. All right, so let me see. We got a question here. Someone said, he said, one, cash heavy, low debt. Yep, cash heavy, little to no debt. Now, Intel is number one in the semiconductor space, the largest one, cash heavy, pays a nice little dividend. This its debt is not is what I would like, but it's in the technology sector where it's okay. It's not as good, but it's okay. But that's something I can live with. And the only reason why I'm looking at that is that what is the likelihood that Intel would turn into JCPenney or that it would turn into a Ford, right? Ford was a big company. What's the likelihood of that happening? Because this is what could ruin my whole plan, you know? So now that I have Intel, I own. So what I did today, I brought 100 shares of Intel at $61.35. When I brought the stock, I also sold a call. You know, I sold a call. So what I did, Prince, what do you mean by you sold a call? What I sold a call, what I did was I sold a call at $61.50. So I brought the call, I brought the stock, sold a call at $61.50. All right, now I'm going to break that down to you. I paid $61.35 for the stock. I got 100 shares. I turned around. Of course, everybody wants to call and text right at this time. I turned around, and for about $71, somebody paid me $71 to be able to buy my Intel stock for $61.50 by Friday. So let's say if tomorrow morning or Thursday, Intel goes up to $65, I'm going to lose all of those. I'm going to lose all of my stock for $61.50 plus. With the dividend that I did, not the dividend, but by this Friday, because this contract ends on Friday, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make $88 off of that by Friday. If it goes, if the stock goes up to $65, I'm going to make $88, right? If the stock sits below $61.50 and I don't get executed, what's going to happen is I'm going to make $71, right? Because I'm going to keep that insurance policy and I'm going to keep my stock. And then, since Intel pays a dividend, I collect a dividend of about 33¢ per day, right? 33 cents a day because I own 100 shares. So about 30-something cent a day, I'm going to collect in dividends. It pays a quarterly dividend. So if I had to hold it, I'm going to make money if I have to hold it. If the stock goes up, I can make money if it goes up. The only way I get screwed over is this company but turns into a Ford or all right, if it turns into a Ford or a JCPenney, right? So that's one of the ways you can make money off of what you call it, right? Ms. Wonderfield said, yes, Intel is a good stock. Thank you, thank you. Jordan Burke said, I got picks for you. What's your picks, Jordan? Let's hear them. He said, Intel made me a lot of money in options. Yes, right? So the seller always wins. Right? Not always, but majority of the time, the sellers always win in anything when it comes down to finances and money, right? So that's one way. Buy a company. If you got a stock that's sitting sideways, you buy a company, sell calls on it, right? Right? So that's one option. Now we're going to get into the second one. Leverage ETFs. So for prime example, when I see the stock, let's say the stock market went up 900 points on yesterday, right? That automatically let me know we're going to have a downturn in, what is it, Tuesday? We didn't have a big downturn today, but we're going to have a downturn probably Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. So what I would do is I would buy a leveraged bearish ETF, SPXS, Sierra Papa X-Ray Sierra, right? That's 3x leveraged ETF on the bearish side of the house. So one of the things is, now that the stock market went up 900 points, let's say tomorrow it drops 300-400 points, you can make 2 to 3 to 4, you know, on the high end, 10% just from holding that. So when you see these wild swings in the market just drops all out of the blue. You can buy a bullish ETF, SPXL, hold it for a couple of days. When the market, say some big fear comes in, like, I don't know, President Trump gets on TV and says, hey guys, drink bleach. And everybody's like, everybody gets scared. The market takes a dive, 1,000 points, right? That'll be the time to grab you a little bit XPXL, because usually when that fear kind of goes away a little bit, boom, it'll jump back up and you can make 5, 10, 15% off of a leveraged ETF, seeing those wild swings. Like if you had, like on Friday, if you purchased XPXL on Monday, you could have sold and probably made about a good 10%, right? So that's one way, a little bit more riskier because you got to have skill to, you know, you got to time it. But it's better than buying a call and a put, because calls and puts have, if you buy a call and a put, you have an expiration date. Versus an ETF, you can hold it for a long time, even though that's not a great thing to do, but at least you don't have a guaranteed loss. All right, let me see what you guys and girls are saying. Jordan Beck says, he said, I don't have them yet. Okay, all right. Let's start. Yes, I was looking at that. Okay, this is how, I saw that company come up today. I didn't know that much about it, but this is how I looked at it. I went to my stock screener and I looked at mega cap stocks. Mega cap stocks in the S&P 500 that pay dividends. When I saw that, it was like Verizon, Intel, AT&T, Marco was there, the one you're bringing up. I didn't see Wells Fargo wasn't there, but those companies came up. Out of those companies, that's how I filtered down and made my pick, right? Max B said, I have it and I'm waiting on the bear to peak his head. Max B, he said, oh, the XPXS. So he said he's waiting on the bear, right? Plus you make 0.2 dividend. Yeah, you do make a little dividend on the XPXS. So when you see the market just jump up crazy, 900 points, and now it's kind of teetering, you can almost bet your bottom dollar. Sometime this week, we're going to see a 300 to 500 or more drop sometime this week. I mean, it's just probably going to happen. I'd be very surprised if the market just go up all week long. If it did that all week long, I'm definitely going to have some bets against it. So if you buy a put option, it can expire at any time. Right? It can expire worthless at any time. Not any time, but it can expire worthless at a particular time. But if you have a leveraged ETF, there's no expiration date on it, right? So that's one of the things that I like about the leveraged side of the house. So, and it's cheap. It costs like $10, $11, $12 right now, XPXS, versus the cover call option, it costs a little bit more money. You got to have a little bit more money and whatnot, right? So, what else before I jump into it? Jimmy Jan said, can I ask a question? Of course. Go ahead. Go ahead and ask a question. Mark is working on vaccination, so that good wish luck. All right, so I'm glad you brought it up. That's Wanda Fields. I don't do the pharmaceutical stocks, right? The reason why is pharmaceuticals move sideways. And then they just jump up when they get a vaccination or a copyright or whatever the case may be. And if that doesn't work out, I'm wishing. I'm hoping you're the one. So what I would do, I like PILL, P-I-L-L, right? That is a leveraged ETF on the pharmaceutical industry, PILL. I think it's about 15, 14 bucks right now. I would buy that. So as soon as the vaccination news shoot up, boom, I'm going to get some of that. But I don't know which company it could be. One day it could be Mark. One day it could be, I think it's another one called Gale. I can't even think of the name. G-I-L-A-D or something like that. All these pharmaceutical companies pop up every day. Think about it, Wanda. If you and I had a business and we was in the pharmaceutical industry, we'll be working around the clock trying to come up with a vaccination. Whoever comes up with the vaccination, that's a $1 billion move right there, quick, right? So that's the way I wanted people to look at it and not to look at it and say, hey, I don't know which company is going to be. So since I don't know which company is going to be, I can bet on the pharmaceutical industry. I would bet on the pharmaceutical industry in a bullish position, P-I-L-L. Brandon, thoughts on ACB? Throw that in the trash. I think that's that marijuana company. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I ain't got no time for that. I've been hearing about that company. They just did a reverse split. It looked like they went up to $6, but they just did a reverse split. And the company, the only reason why they do a reverse split is to push the company stock up, because they went down to a penny stock. ACB was a penny stock. Then they just did like a 12-to-1 reverse split. Now it looks like it's $6. I ain't got time for that company. No. Too many other people are doing well. Jimmy Jam, he said, the best way to profit in the market, and I would appreciate if you took my advice and aired it online. And if a neighbor upsets you, take his shag his cat. What you got to say, Jimmy? That's a crazy comment. What you trying to say here? What's the best way to profit? Wanda says, thank you. Okay, no problem. But yeah, those are the ways I'm looking at. You know, there are tons of other ways you can do, but have your cash, dividend paying stocks. You can look at cover calls and also leverage ETFs. You know, Prince, how can I profit with cash? You can put your money into you can buy when other people can't buy, right? So those are my ways I look at it. I was able to calculate my risk. So with Intel, if the stock goes over 61.50, I can lose my stock, but I'm going to walk away with $88 by the end of the week, right? With one contract, I'm going to walk away with $88 by the end of the week. If the stock doesn't go over $61, if the stock just kind of sits, what it's doing now, sits sideways. If it sits sideways, guess what? Boom. I collect $71 at the end of the week, right? Now, the only other thing is, when the stock market shoots up, like Monday, I did a video yesterday. I told everybody, when the stock market shoots up, that's the best time to cover calls, sell cover calls. That runs up, that swells up the price of calls. Good time for some good selling if you got them. Sell them if you got them on Monday. Because I sold some bank of, I own 100 shares of Bank of America. So I sold some Bank of America. And by the end of the, now that Bank of, you know, I can I, because the price swell up. When the price swell up like that, I sell. Now I'm going to collect the check throughout the end of the week, right? So that's another way. Sell calls, leverage ETFs, which is a little bit more riskier, dividend paying stocks, and cash. So it's really four ways, but I want to show you guys two ways. But anyway, that's going to conclude my time for today. I'm going to do a replay here on YouTube and catch us on the podcast. So if you're catching us live on Facebook, we're also on YouTube called The Investor Show. And The Investor Show is also broadcasts on iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Google Play, Spotify, all of the good stuff. Instagram, The Investor Show, all of the good stuff. But anyway, that's my time. Thank you guys and girls for tuning in. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else crazy you see me do around the globe. Peace. Be safe. I'm out. And thank you.